I work with social workers and service professionals who are thinking about going through professional transitions. Transitions are a natural course of life, and a transition is a change, a movement from one state of being to another. The definition suggests a journey or a controlled, evenly paced change. One might imagine a gradual transformation like that of a butterfly. We tend to approach professional career change in this manner. After college or graduate school, we obtain an entry-level position. This position will gradually lead us to gain or be hired for positions with more authority, responsibility, and pay. And after working for 30 years or so, we expect to retire to enjoy our remaining years. But we all know that life has a way of throwing us into periods of transition that were unexpected and unplanned. I have personally experienced these types of unplanned transitions. In 1998, I was pregnant with our oldest daughter. My plan was to work until I went into labor and use my sick leave to stay home for a few weeks. My body had different plans. I was placed on bed rest 2 months before my due date, and she was born 1 month early. The day after I came home from the hospital, my husband was rushed to the emergency room and hospitalized with an infection. At that time, my husband was self-employed, and basically, if he didn't work, he didn't get paid. I was home alone. My husband was hospitalized, and our baby was hospitalized. His income was on hold, and mine was soon to be non-existent. My plan went totally out of the window, along with my feeling of security. I used all of my sick leave 1 week after she was born. Now, I must add that although I am a woman of faith and believe that God worked this situation out for my family, that realization came later. At the time, I was in full panic mode after realizing that I had received my last paycheck for a while. I sat in our bed at home trying to make sense of the situation when the director of the Human Resources Department called me. The organization I worked for approved a leave bank for employees, and I was the first recipient of this benefit. I could attend to my family and not worry about our income. It enabled me to stay home with our baby for 3 months with paid leave. I also took advantage of the Family Medical Leave Act, which allowed me to return to my position without loss. Now, that was 17 years ago, and the first of several personal crises that I had that had the potential to negatively affect my work and my career. What I learned from these situations, however, is that while we cannot plan for the unexpected, we can prepare ourselves to respond to the unexpected. And we can begin to prepare by taking an inventory of our support systems. And I'm going to talk about our work support systems. And let's start with the benefits department. My first challenge to you is to get to know the people who work in your benefits department. How well do you know the people who work in your organization's benefits department? Better yet, how well do they know you? People will do things for others because they have a relationship with them. The HR director phoned me personally to tell me that I could stay home indefinitely with our baby. She also shared that when the call for donated leave was broadcast through the organization, colleagues donated the maximum amount possible in 2 days. She actually had to turn people away. It is important to have a relationship with the people who manage the benefits for your organization. In a crisis, it will save you time and effort to know with whom to discuss the issue. It is also important to know what they will do for you. Will they only provide a phone number? Will they actually make phone calls for you? Get to know the people in your benefits department. Allow them to know you, or at the very least, recognize your name. Send a note of thank you to them for coordinating open enrollment or the benefits presentation each year. Send them a holiday card or a note. The idea is that they may go the extra yard for you when you need them. Let's now talk about leave benefits. As you get to know the people in the benefits department, take time to learn the benefits for which you are entitled. Most employees accrue sick leave. However, are there certain conditions and terms that govern your particular sick leave at your organization? For example, are you required to turn in a doctor's slip after taking a designated number of days? Can sick leave be used for medical appointments? Does your organization offer personal leave, and under which circumstances can you use personal leave as sick leave? Many people have questions regarding the Family Medical Leave Act, or FMLA. The Family Medical Leave Act allows employees to take up to 12 weeks of unpaid leave each year to address family responsibilities. This includes the birth and care of a newborn, adoption or foster care placement, inability to work due to a medical condition, or to care for an immediate family member who has a serious health condition. The U.S. Department of Labor develops specific guidelines for employers and employees, and more information about the Family Medical Leave Act can be found by going to the U.S. Department of Labor website. Prepare for the unexpected by knowing and understanding the policies concerning leave for your organization. The department that manages benefits should be able to answer all questions related to accessing the organization's leave benefit. Gather information regarding paid versus unpaid leave. Also, learn how leave is accounted, as well as learn how your organization utilizes the Family Medical Leave Act. Next, let's discuss insurance coverage. Many larger social work or social service organizations offer cafeteria benefit plans. These are packages that offer a menu of benefits from which the employee chooses. Most include medical, health coverage, life insurance, short and long-term disability, as well as retirement programs, etc. After opting into these plans, the tendency is to access only when needed. As previously stated, preparation will facilitate ease of transition. The benefit department generally manages the benefit. They will not, however, take on the role of accessing the benefit on an employee's behalf. If you need to access your short or long-term disability benefit, it is very likely that someone will need to do this on your behalf. With this in mind, provide detailed information to the designated person or persons who will handle your concerns. They will need to know policy numbers, contact names and numbers, and processing information. This is also the case in the event a family member needs to access your life insurance benefit. Determine the following. Under what circumstances can you access your short or long-term disability coverage? What information is needed, and to whom is the information submitted? You will also need to address how your designee accesses the benefit on your behalf. Let's talk about community. I am a proponent of community building, and belonging to a community is a theme that is repeated throughout my work. On whom do you rely? And exactly what will each of these people, groups, or entities do for you? The answers to these series questions are often based on assumptions. Take some time to determine the extent of support you may garner from those in your community. This is certainly not an indictment on your family or your friends, because everyone is busy. I just suggest taking a real look in preparation for addressing a possible unexpected transition. And then last, and certainly not least, consider the effect an unplanned transition could have on those you love. Preparation can cause your loved ones to experience the transition with ease as well. As you prepare, your spouse, partner, companion should always look at the benefits they can access that will allow them to assist you at your in your time of need. For example, sick leave benefits can be used to care for immediate family members. Can your spouse, partner, or companion access these benefits to care for you if you have health concerns? We will be talking about transitions all month. In the meantime, I invite you to download your free PDF that corresponds to this post. And I would love to hear from you. You may join the conversation by commenting on this post or on our Facebook fan page at Real Social Workers Online Magazine, or join the Social Workers Project. You can also connect with me on LinkedIn. I'm Marceline Bailey. I care about you and your success. And as always, take good care.